here in Fairbanks with the State of Alaska Division of Elections and just letting folks know about opportunities for voting. Early voting will start on Monday at the state office downtown, 675 7th Avenue. And that's every single day up to and including Election Day, Monday through Friday. That's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday is 10 to 4. Sunday is noon to 4. And then on Election Day, it's 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., same hours as the polls are.
Okay, so people can come down to the state office building, and that's between 7th and 8th and Cushman and Barnett.
Yep.
675 7th. And the absentee voting station, that was right on the first floor, right?
It is on the first floor. It is on the entrance that's closest to the park, the Veterans Memorial Park. And there's a good handicap ramp there and power doors and easy access and... The suite number is J2. It'll be obvious
at that point. Yes. All right. Yep. Very good. That's good.
And we'll have all 40 House District ballots available. So if somebody's traveling or if you've got family coming in or friends from other parts of the state, we'll have every ballot for every House and judicial district available. So it doesn't matter where you're at, we'll have your ballot for you.
Okay, good. So if you're in town starting Monday, you can drop by the Elections Division office and cast your ballot. And then if it's inclement weather like we have today on the 8th, you don't have to worry about it because you've already voted.
There you go.
So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Will there be an absentee ballot drop box at the Division of Elections office?
There's not. If somebody dropped one off during the 2020 election, we had a loaner box available that did not belong to us, and we'd borrowed it from another, from a municipality. Mm-hmm. We don't have that any longer.
Okay.
So they are welcome. Voters are welcome to bring their absentee ballots in. They would come upstairs to the office is where we have our drop box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same 675 7th Avenue, but you go upstairs and the office is H3,
mm-hmm.
and we'll collect it. They can drop it in the box and we'll process it just as if they had mailed it to us.
Okay. And that leads right into the absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
People can still apply for an absentee ballot. Is that correct?
You can still apply to receive a absentee by mail ballot. Monday is the deadline.
Monday is the deadline for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a 10-day cutoff. So we allow 5 days for you to get your ballot and then 5 days to get it, you know, allowing the Postal Service maximum opportunities to deliver it. If anybody does have a by mail ballot, I would encourage them to vote and return their ballot quickly. You never know, mm-hmm. you know what might happen. You know, it is crummy outside today. What if you, heaven forbid, slide off the road? so pop that in the mail ASAP. We want to make sure that your ballot is able to be counted. It has to be post-canceled on or before Election Day and then received within 10 days after the election if mailed domestically.
Okay.
So we give a lot of time to get it back as long as it's been canceled mm-hmm. on or before Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And folks still might not know that the mail that is mailed from Fairbanks first goes to Anchorage, and it's bulk canceled with the post office down there. And you always want to pay attention to the collection times on the blue letter boxes or if your carrier has already picked it up. So please don't delay you know, sending that out.
Now, does it get canceled? Let's say I put my ballot return the absentee ballot in the post office today.
Mm-hmm.
Will it get canceled as of today, or will it get canceled when it's received in Anchorage tomorrow or whenever?
So there's two answers to that. If you go up to the counter and ask the postal clerk to hand stamp it, then the date that they hand stamp it will be on there, and then once it does get processed in Anchorage, there'll be another cancellation, but we go with the hand cancellation. And we every week we have a meeting with the post office statewide, we do, and from what they've informed us, the date that they get the mail from Fairbanks, for example, is the date that they cancel it. So they've informed us that if you drop it in the blue letterbox at 10 a.m. and it gets picked up at 2, then it'll get sent down to Anchorage and it'll be processed with today's date.
Okay.
So that's the information that they've provided us. I don't have control over the postal office. All I can do is conduct the election according to the law, and the law says it has to be canceled on or before Election Day.
Okay, and it at least has to get to a postal facility in Fairbanks to have any chance of being canceled on that day. For instance, if you drop it in your box at the end of your driveway, it probably won't be canceled until the next day at least.
There is a likelihood of that.
Yep.
Sure.
So the key thing to remember is do it ahead of time.
Yep.
Don't worry about the post office. Same with property taxes.
A lot of folks like to receive a ballot through the mail and then they choose to hand deliver
bring it in.
Yep. And that's totally fine.
Yeah, and the best way. Then you're certain that the division has received it and your vote will count.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, let's see. We've got a quarter past the hour. We have to take a little break to hear from our sponsors, but we will be right back in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Kawasaki. 4 years ago, I made a commitment that as your senator, I would cut through the partisan gridlock, work hard, and get things done. That's what I've done for you each and every day. I committed to fight for your PFD, and this year I helped deliver the largest dividend in history. I get it. The dividend belongs to the people of Alaska, not the politicians in Juneau, and I'm not going to stop until we protect the PFD for future generations. I pledged to stand up for our military, and this year passed a bill to cut the red tape to help military families find jobs in Alaska. And last year, I passed a bill to address suicide, especially for our armed service members. I promised to lower property taxes for Fairbanks families, and this year I passed an amendment to give the city the tools they need to provide property tax relief for Fairbanks homeowners. I'm Scott Kawasaki, and I humbly ask for your vote, because you deserve a senator who works hard and gets the job done.
Paid for by Friends of Scott Kawasaki, 2008 Carr Avenue, Fairbanks, 99709.
Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world, bringing it into focus every moment, every task in your life. Reading a book, the street signs ahead, scanning the horizon for weather. Visit family optometrist Dr. Natalie Mackey, certified in pharmaceutical treatment of glaucoma, iritis, and more. Natalie is on your Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians who provide medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Snow likely becoming mixed precipitation today. Otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 35. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight 25. 34 tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Okay, and thank you for staying with us. You've tuned in to Problem Corner on 660 AM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me in the studio is Jeremy Johnson from the Division of Elections, and we're talking about the opportunities for voting in the general election. The number to call if you want to call in, have a question or a comment, is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And with that, we'll go back on. We were talking about the absentee voting process, and the... It is open, and you can send in an application, I think you said, until Monday.
Yep.
And then the key point is to get it back as soon as you can when you when you receive the ballot, so you're sure that it's counted.
Yep.
And people can take it into the elections office, and that way you know that they received it. You don't have to worry about the post office. Or you can vote early, starting Monday, down at the elections office.
That's right.
Very good.
Yep. We do also, so after that by-mail deadline, we do have the opportunity for folks to receive a ballot through an electronic means, mm-hmm. meaning we can fax it to them if you happen to still own a fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
We can fax it to you, and you can then fax it back. The only caveat folks should know is that they are signing a waiver giving up their confidentiality of their ballot, because a human has to be on the other end to actually receive that, process it. So somebody is looking at your ballot in order to put it in an envelope and attach your affidavit to it.
Okay.
But those electronic transmission ballots, if somebody happens to have to travel last minute, it's a last resort,
yeah,
really.
Sure. We have a call, so let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Problem Corner, and who am I speaking with, please?
You're speaking with Gary.
Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a quick question. How do we get rid of this ranked choice voting?
You have to talk to your legislators. that was done by initiative, and so I am almost sure that it will come up again when the legislature convenes in January, and that will be the way to do it. They're going to have to repeal that.
Is that a state action, or is that...
It's a state action, yes.
Yeah, it was initiated by Senator Murkowski originally, so we just need to get rid of this nonsense.
All right, very good. Thank you for your call. We have another call.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Good morning, you're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Cam Carlson.
Cam, what's on your mind?
Well, this weekend we have a winter expo at Carlson Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's from 10 until 6, and Sunday it is 11 till 5.
Okay.
People have been wanting to see Sarah Palin. She will have a booth there at the expo, and she herself will be at that booth probably from about 2:30 on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for letting us know.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Oops, there we go. Yeah, Winter Expo this Sunday. Hopefully they'll have absentee ballot applications there. with the absentee ballots, they get received by the Division of Elections, and you're probably receiving some now,
sure.
I would guess.
Yep.
And when do you start reviewing and counting those ballots?
Depending on when they're received kind of dictates when they get counted. Some absentee ballots will get counted on Election Day,
mm-hmm.
The ones that we've received early enough. And we staff log those, and then they go to a review process made up of folks in our own community
mm-hmm.
that are on those boards to review. And then they get they'll get tabulated on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that we receive, that are legitimately countable.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, we have a 5-day count, a 10-day count.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the general election, we also have a 15-day count. This is all established in state law.
Mm-hmm.
That 15th day is for ballots that are from overseas military, typically, but
right.
overseas voters. So.
And so that means that the final count is not known for 2 weeks after the election, necessarily.
That's right. And it's always been that way.
Right.
That is not a change to state law.
Right.
But I think with races that are now going to be close, that don't have an outright lead candidate, we'll see more interest in the outcome, because if a race does have to go to that ranked choice tabulation, that won't happen until that 15th day.
Okay. Oh, the other. On the absentee ballot return envelope, the voter has to certify, and then there has to be a witness. Could you explain that a little bit so that people are sure to follow that part correctly?
Yeah, there's 5 instructions on that by-mail ballot, and if you just follow the steps, you won't go wrong. The voter has to sign their envelope, provide an identifier, meaning their voter number or driver's license number or date of birth or last 4 of their social. They also need to have that witnessed, So a signature from another individual and dated. Then they put the secrecy cover over and put the stamps on and mail it back.
Okay.
State law requires the witness. We don't have a signature verification system.
Mm-hmm.
State law says that anyone over 18, you can either have a authorized notary or any individual over 18 be your witness for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a family just across the kitchen table doing it. And as long as they meet those requirements, then everything will be countable.
Okay. But it does have to have some sort of witness on the return envelope, I guess. I can't think of the proper name for that.
Yeah, yep. Yep, that's right.
And something to keep in mind when you're doing that is that you are supposed to fill out your ballot in private. The witness shouldn't know how you voted. They just need to know that it was you and you did vote, and they're attesting to that.
Yeah, that's right. The witness isn't seeing that you marked or influencing
right.
you marking your ballot. They're just saying, yep, this person signed their envelope and voted their ballot inside that envelope. In fact, the ballot is going to be inside a gray secrecy sleeve, which is then placed in that envelope. So a witness has no need to see the
right.
ballot.
Right. Has no need to and shouldn't see
Correct.
The ballot
yeah.
itself. Yeah. That's kind of important. That's a big part of the process.
Yeah, fundamentally process. It's secret.
Yep. Yep. And that's the way to maintain that secrecy, and then everything goes as it should, and it's just like a ballot cast in person, mm-hmm. and that's fine. About how many percentage-wise ballots do you expect to receive for this election?
For by-mail ballots?
Mm-hmm. By-mail. Mm-hmm.
Last statistics I looked at for the area that I'm in charge of, which is greater than the Fairbanks North Star Borough,
mm-hmm.
They've sent approximately 3,000 ballots out, which is actually kind of low.
Oh, I suppose lower than 2 years ago it was, and then the primary was all by mail, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that special primary.
Okay, but about 3,000. So,
and that number is going to keep going up mm-hmm. until the deadline.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes your office pretty busy for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And it is good. I've been down there a couple of times, and several of the people that are processing these have been doing this for decades, literally.
Sure, yeah. People on the review board have been doing it longer than I've been an eligible voter,
mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Right.
That consistency is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good to see. And also the people working the polling stations on election day,
mm-hmm.
that goes... there's always flaws, but it goes way better than I expected. My hat's off to the people that essentially volunteer. I think they do get paid, but they're working a 16-hour day.
Oh, sure. It's a long day.
It's mm-hmm. a long day for them. They process a lot of ballots, and then at the end they have to do everything right to close it out.
Yep.
But really, my hat's off to the election workers for that. And when I was watching for the local election... I was to a couple of polls towards the end, and the election workers were just as customer friendly for the first person that came in and the last person
yeah.
that came in. So that was really, really good. And it's kind of fun to go down and vote in person and say hello to friends you haven't seen for quite a while.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I do appreciate the work that you and the Division of Elections puts into that. It's a complicated process. There was a lot of national news, but I really appreciate the work and the dedication to doing things accurately and by the book for the state office. So
sure.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. We've got about a minute and a half before the hard break that we have to take, and you're going to be taking off. You've got other things to do, so that's good. But do you have any closing comments that you think we should know?
If anybody's interested in the election process, we put a lot of time in creating some public information. On our website, we've got a tab called Research,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a drop-down and ballot counting and election security. We really do have a tremendous amount of information because we want to share with folks the entire process so that they have confidence in the system.
Yeah.
And Alaska's got a very, very good system. It's always always has been and will be a paper-based system with audits after every election. Mm-hmm. We're required to do one randomly drawn precinct from every House district to do a hand count. And the results have never changed the outcome of an election.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really proud of the system that the state has and just want to share that with folks.
Yep. And I agree. There's auditing as it goes along to make sure that it's working correctly. And then afterwards, and by paper-based, there is always a paper copy of the ballot. And so it is good. And I think a lot of what we've heard about on the national scene does not necessarily apply to Alaska. Well, thank you for joining us. The satellite is overhead and it's going to take over in just a few minutes, so we better get that straightened out. And thanks again for coming down, and good luck on this election.
Thanks very much.
All right, thanks a lot. Stay tuned. We should be back in just a few minutes. We've got some national news, local news, and some words from our sponsors.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The January 6th House Committee officially issues a subpoena to former President Trump for testimony and records, stating he has to respond with documents by November the 4th and testimony by November the 14th. The committee stating in a letter to Mr. Trump that it has overwhelming evidence he tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Meanwhile, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in prison today for contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena from that same House committee.
Remember, this illegitimate regime, their judgment day is on 8 November when the Biden administration ends.
Mr. Bannon referencing the upcoming congressional midterms and the Republicans' attempt to regain control of the House and Senate. On Wall Street, stocks up more than 630 points. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTUU reports Alaska tribes, tribal organizations, and Alaska Native corporations all have the opportunity to apply for post-pandemic infrastructure grants. It's giving Native communities an opportunity that is once in a lifetime, and the AFN Navigator program is here to help. We're tracking all of the major post-pandemic legislation. In addition to the regular appropriation spending bills, Navigator program manager Nicole Borremio said, "We are then analyzing those programs for applicability. When eligibility is determined, we then contact the tribes, tribal organizations, Native corporations, and we let them know that there is a grant opportunity out there. Messages from the federal government do not always reach rural Alaskans. These are places that might not have reliable internet or internet that is readily available. Some communities are still trying to recover from the storms that hit Western Alaska last month, as well as the challenges that come with winter." For more information about the Navigator program, go to nativefederation.org. That's nativefederation.org.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
He's a neighbor, a friend, a local kid, our mayor. That's what folks say about Jim Matherly. Jim's been a mainstay in business and public service since he was a young man, right here in Fairbanks. Six kids and even a grandkid later, Jim's still working hard for us. And that's why he'd like your support for state senate. He knows inflation hasn't helped our finances. Some of us are really struggling. We need more jobs, a reliable PFD. Add in public safety and health care and education, and suddenly it's pretty clear. We need new leadership in Juneau. Jim Matherly is just the kind of fellow to change our course and make life better. So by November 8th, make sure you vote for Jim Matherly for state senate, because he cares. And Jim wants to keep helping our community get back on track.
Paid for by Jim Matherly for State Senate. Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting. Predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Changeover season is just around the bend, and what better way to celebrate than by cruising into Alyeska Tire for a new set of Nokian winter tires. We're proud to carry some of the most popular premium tires on the market. Models like Nokian's Hakkapeliitta R4, the Hakkapeliitta 10, even the Hakkapeliitta 10 EV. We see you, EV drivers. Alyeska Tire, we're always with you.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. We had Jeremy Johnson from the Division of Elections talking about the absentee voting process and the early voting process. And he had to leave for another, so it's just you and me for the rest of the program. So if you want to help out and give a call, if you have any questions about voting or anything else, the number to call is 458-8255, and that's 458-TALK. And with that, we should take a little break, remind people the roads are a bit slick this morning and probably through the rest of the day. We're getting some snow, so take a little extra time to get where you're going and be sure to slow down plenty soon at the intersection so you don't slide through and meet a friend in an unexpected way. Take your time and we will get through this and get from there. So, yes, if you want to call in, the number is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK, T-A-L-K. And we had been talking, and I think I'll just go through it again for everyone. The early voting is open starting Monday at the state election office, and that's between 7th and 8th and Cushman and Barnett in Fairbanks. The specific one is 675 7th Avenue. You can drop in at the Division of Elections anytime starting Monday and cast your vote early. That way, if you're not going to be here for some reason on Election Day or unable to get to the polls, you won't have to worry about it because you have already voted. And you can still apply for an absentee ballot. Go to the State Division of Elections website and look around on that page. It's pretty easy to find the link to apply for an absentee ballot. And if you do it before 10 days before the election, that gives them enough time to get your ballot application in and get the ballot sent out to you. And if you do send in an absentee ballot by mail, be sure to have your ballot witnessed. The witness is not supposed to know how you voted, but they should know that it was you that voted, and they can certify to that and initial it or put their name on that so that the Division of Elections knows that everything was done correctly. And then send it in really as soon as you can. If you're going to put it in your mailbox at the end of the driveway, remember that it takes a couple of days for it to get to the proper location so that it can get postmarked. And if you're mailing it in, it has to be postmarked by Election Day. If it's postmarked the day after the election, your ballot won't count. And that can happen. There's the ballots, because of the way the post office does their business, they are canceled in Anchorage. So if you just put it in the box on Election Day, it might not get postmarked until the day after. So in that case, don't do it. Go down to the post office and ask them to hand cancel it so that your ballot is marked on the proper day and it will be counted. So if you intend to, or if you think you might not be available, able to vote on election day, you still have time to cast an absentee ballot in person down at the elections office, 675 7th Avenue, or you can still apply for an election or for an absentee ballot. The state will send you the ballot and the return envelope and all the information you need. Fill that out and send it back into them, and then your vote will count. And it is important. You have an equal opportunity with everyone else to vote, and that's the way the system works. And we have a phone call. Thank you for calling. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Randy.
Hello. Randy.
Speaking of the election, of course, one of the big things on the election is ballot measure number one. Shall we have a constitutional convention?
Yes, indeed.
And I just now went to the post office, or just yesterday went to the post office and picked up my official election pamphlet, and they have a pro and a con statement mm-hmm. in there, which is very interesting to read. I've read part of it so far.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just wanted to say that, speaking of the winter show that someone called in about, the winter show at the Carlson Center, I went and rented a booth for myself for Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I would just like to pass out some pamphlets that I wrote about how we need two PFD checks per year, and my proposal for having one PFD similar to the original statutory 1980 PFD, and then the other one being the 1982 current PFD that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think at my booth, I would talk about the tremendous danger of putting any kind of PFD into the Constitution. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope somebody might come by my booth and talk with me about it. And I especially appreciate people that have a differing point of view, because I sure like a good discussion. So
good.
Just wanted to let people know about that. Thank you.
Well, good. And thank you for doing that. I appreciate your involvement and trying to keep people involved, keep them in the know. We don't have to agree. We have to talk to each other, and you definitely do that.
And I appreciate that you are a guest host there on Problem Corner when David Cruz probably has other pressing mayoral preparation duties or something or other.
Yep.
So thank you for that.
All right,
okay.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
For calling, Randy. All right. So, yeah, that was good. And you can drop by and visit Randy at the Winter Expo this weekend. I think that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I know it's Saturday and Sunday. I think they're open on Friday as well, but that's down at the Carlson Center, and there will be, I'm sure, politicians there, chance to meet someone in person or talk to their supporters and have your questions answered, and there's all kinds of other good things to see at the Winter Expo, so don't forget about that this weekend. Something good to do on this weekend. I think there's a gun show associated with that as well. Let's see. Yeah, and Randy did call. He does have his views, his proposals. Always interested in the permanent fund dividend. That is something to pay attention to. That's going to be a big, big issue before the legislature. Well, it has been for the last 5 years, and I'm sure it will be again this year. So it does pay to follow that, follow the history of it, and know what that's all about, and let your representatives know what you think about the dividend and anything else, of course. And the other thing that he mentioned, there is going to be ballot measure one will be on the general election ballot, and that is a question of whether or not to hold a constitutional convention. And that is something that is on the ballot every 10 years, unless there has been a call for the convention before the 10-year mark. But that is required, or that was put in by the framers of the Constitution. And we have a phone call, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
Cam again.
Cam.
Yes, the hours for the Winter Expo are only Saturday and Sunday.
Ah, good.
Not today at all. Today they're setting up.
They're setting up today. Okay, that's why we have people listening, so that they can keep me straight.
On Saturday is 10 until 6. On Sunday it's just 11 until 5.
Okay, 10 to 6 on Saturday?
Yes, and if they want to see Sarah Palin, she will be there on Saturday around 2:30.
Around 2:30. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right, got that straightened out. Yes, so there will be the question of the Alaska's, shall we have a constitutional convention? And if you haven't thought about that, I encourage you to at least think about it. You can find copies of Alaska's Constitution online. That's on the legislators' webpage, or if you just Google Alaska State Constitution, something will come up, and you can review our state constitution. And that is, of course, the fundamental authority for the state government, and that is set by you, by the people, and that's the law that the legislature and everybody else is supposed to follow. So it's a very important decision that we need to make. And if you want to talk about the Constitution in a formal setting, if you want that to be discussed in a formal setting, the answer would be yes. And if you think the state constitution is good enough, it isn't worth the time, you would vote no. So that's fairly easy. So now we have a quarter to the hour. We'll take a little break here to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Kelly Chewbacca just can't escape her record. The more we learn, the worse it gets. First, Chewbacca ripped off taxpayers while working in D.C., billing us $35,000 for hours she didn't actually work. Instead, Chewbacca went running. A federal investigation said she probably committed fraud. Then Chewbacca left D.C. for Alaska and charged us $81,000 for moving costs. But the change of scenery didn't get Chewbacca off the hook. Chewbacca was also investigated in Alaska for illegally obtaining a fishing license. Chewbacca was even cited and fined for commercial fishing illegally for a photo op for her campaign. Ripping off taxpayers in D.C., breaking the law in Alaska. There's always something fishy about Kelly Chewbacca. Reject Kelly Chewbacca for U.S. Senate. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Alaska has a champion standing up for our military and veterans, Senator Lisa Murkowski. Lisa secured billions for our military bases and defense jobs and worked tirelessly to deliver a pay raise for our troops. And Lisa's fighting to ensure that our veterans have access to the care and benefits they earned. Investing in our Alaska-based military, taking care of our veterans. Lisa Murkowski.
Alaska's veterans served with honor. They deserve our support and respect. As your senator, I'm working across party lines to make sure every veteran gets the care they earned, improving the VA so Alaska's veterans can receive quality care here at home instead of traveling to the lower 48, and securing funding to expand mental health services and help prevent suicides. I'm for Alaska, always.
Lisa Murkowski, a champion for Alaska's military and veterans.
I'm Lisa Murkowski. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today, with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow showers. Lows around 25. Highs around 34. Tomorrow, chance of snow showers. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM. And 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and we kind of have an open line Anything that you want to talk about, give us a call at 458-8255, 458-TALK. And I should point out, if you haven't figured it out already, we got some snow overnight, and it is kind of wet snow, so the roads are just a little bit slippery, and there's going to be some slush flying around, so take your time while driving, and be sure and allow plenty of distance between you and the car in front of you, and plenty of room to stop at the intersections so you don't meet a new friend in an unexpected and unpleasant way, or you don't wind up in the ditch. So, with that, yes, if you want to call, 458-8255, that's 458-TALK. And we had been talking this morning about the voting opportunities. You can vote in person, of course, on Election Day on the 8th. And you can find your precinct location if you're not familiar with that, because they have changed a little bit for some people. The boundaries have changed, and you might find yourself in a new precinct, or you might find that the precinct voting location has changed. There has been some changes, for instance, in the South Fairbanks precinct. The polling location is now at Shoppers Forum, and I can't remember the number of the precinct, but if you had been voting at the National Guard Armory, that polling location is now at the library. And one thing else to keep in mind with this, if you find yourself at the wrong polling location, you can either cast a challenged ballot, I think it's called, question ballot, there we go, and you can vote at any location. If you're just interested in the national elections and statewide elections, but if you want to vote for your state representative and state senator, then you have to go to your precinct polling location. I'm sure they will tell you if something has changed, you find yourself at the wrong polling station, they will help you find the right one. So you might want to give a little extra time so that you can, if there is a mistake or a change, you don't get, don't lose an opportunity to vote. But you can look that up again on the State Division of Elections website. Put in "Find My Polling Location" and they'll just ask for your number, your name and address, and then they will find the program will tell you where your polling station is located. And if you're voting, if you think you won't be in town on Election Day, or for some reason can't make it to the poll on Election Day, you have an opportunity for the next, until 10 days before the election, to apply for an absentee ballot and vote. You send in an application, the Division of Elections will send a ballot to you. You can fill that out, make sure it's witnessed, and make sure it gets into the post office and gets postmarked by Election Day. That has been a little bit of a problem over the last election because of a little changes in procedures there, and it might take a couple of days. Even if you put it in your box at the end of your driveway, it'll take a couple of days for the thing, for the envelope to get officially canceled. If you send your absentee ballot back on Election Day, I would recommend that you take it to a post office and have the clerk at the post office hand cancel that, so that you know that your ballot was canceled on the proper day and gets to the Division of Elections on time. And something else to keep in mind this year, well, in any year, the Division of Elections counts ballots that they have received up until, I think it's 7 days before the election. That total will be called in that evening, but they have up until 15 days to get the get all the ballots back in. A lot of them come from overseas and et cetera. So the official results aren't known until 2 weeks after the election. And probably given ranked choice voting and everything, it'll take a while for the Division of Elections to sort through all of that, so we will have to be a little bit more patient this year than has been the case in the past. But that's the way it is. We have ranked choice voting, whether we like it or not. It is the current statute that was done by an initiative a couple of years ago. So the election will be run under the ranked choice voting process. If you're not familiar with that, be sure and go to the Division of Elections website. And basically what it means is you have up to four choices, your first, second, third, and fourth preference. And you don't have to make all four choices. You can choose only one if that's your wish and you don't care about the others. That's your prerogative. But if you have a first choice and a second choice, be sure and mark those. Because if you don't mark your second choice and your first choice is the lowest total count for that round, that candidate will be eliminated and you won't have a second choice to participate. It could be up to four elections in one day, effectively. But it is the law. It's a little bit confusing, something new to get used to, certainly. And we should understand that and we should use that as it was designed, and then you will have the maximum personal influence over this election. And you might have to settle for your second choice. That happens. That happens in life. But we do have a chance to take advantage of the opportunities that are given to us. And we will debate when we get back in Juneau whether to continue this process or not. I guess it'll depend on how it goes this election. So there we go. If you have any questions, there's still time. If you want to give us a call, 458-8255. And that's 458-TALK, and we're talking about the this year's election, the general election, and we have national candidates, U.S. Senator, U.S. Representative, statewide, the governor's race. We have ballot question of whether to call for a constitutional convention, and then, of course, every state representative is up for re-election, and this year, 19 out of 20 of the state senators are also up for election. So lots to think about, lots to pay attention to. You can go to candidate websites. The Division of Elections they publish an elections pamphlet. You should have received one of those in the mail. If not, that information is also available on the State Department of Elections website. And It pays to do more than just listen to the advertising and see where candidates have put a little more thought. And you should, if you have time, give them a call. Talk to them personally if you haven't. Or go to, I think there's still a, well, there is a forum, League of Women Voters tonight at the Borough Assembly Chambers. That will be broadcast on the public broadcasting station, KUAC, or go down to the Assembly Chambers this evening for the League of Women Voters Candidates Forum, and that will be all of the local House and Senate candidates will be at the forum this evening. I forget off the top of my head there's still a couple more forums. There's lots of them. The Chamber of Commerce will have candidate forums on Tuesdays at noon. And let's see, I believe that's over at the Wedgwood. Take some time. Take some time to review what candidates are saying. Think hard about what they're saying. Is that really good for the state, for everyone in the state, or are they just promoting somebody's special interest? It's a difficult decision, but it is our opportunity to have input into the process and the fundamental foundation of our governing system. So it can get a little frustrating, I get that, but it is just really important for each of us to take the opportunity. We have certainly the right, but we have it really is an opportunity to go out and cast our ballot. And then we have that gives us the right to complain. If you didn't vote, you really don't have a right to complain because you are consenting to what everybody else said, and that's not the way it should be run. It should be as many people as possible participating in that election, and that will give us the best outcome possible. The more people that vote, the more accurate the outcome is. If we have just a few people making the decision for the rest of us, we really have minority control of the government, and that is not what we're after. We're at least after majority control, and we hope that those who are elected have some fidelity to the Constitution and do the business of governing, which is to protect rights. So that's my thoughts. I just hear the music starting to play, which means the satellite's coming over. It will take over. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to vote this November. And if you don't think you're going to be here, or if you think the weather's going to be bad, or there's some reason you can't vote, you have an opportunity to go down to the election office. Essentially, between now and the election starts Monday, you can cast an early vote and you can still apply for an absentee ballot. So thank you for listening, and join us again on Monday.
K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.
On the road to talk about forgiving debt, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today discussing the impact of his